talk to you later.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We own this whole thing. We started buildingfortunesradio.com back in the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. I wanted a platform that no one could ever take away from me where we would be able to talk about the really cool things that sometimes happen in home-based businesses. So I know there's a lot of really great people out there, and sometimes they either get a chance or not get a chance to talk about different and various things. So we've been doing this radio show for a real long time. A great friend of mine, his name is Robert Butwin, and I started to become, board members, council members, whatever, founding members of the different trade associations, and that's where I first met him. I think I actually might have first met him at a university certification course. But anyway, Robert's been a really good guy in the industry, and we were part of the SNA, the Social Networking Association, talking about different and various things. And he says, you know what, Peter, let's do some radio shows. And I said, Robert, let's do some radio shows where we can highlight some people that sometimes you just don't get a chance to hear from. So we've been doing this radio show on Monday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, almost all the time, unless there's a holiday, a technical challenge, or anything else like that. And today we have a special guest. I'm going to let Robert introduce the special guest because it's his guest in here. I'm going to do the second half of the interview with this person as well. Robert's got to skedaddle out because he's always super-duper busy, and we're going to have some fun on this radio show, and you're going to learn a little bit about a great individual. So, Robert Bowen, thanks for being here on this radio show.
Hey, Peter, you know, I love being here on Monday nights because, you know, throughout the week, I'm always out searching for people that are doing amazing things in the direct marketing, network marketing profession. And, you know, for a long time, I've said if people really understood this profession, you know, everybody would be involved. The only reason they're not involved is they really don't understand what it's really about. So every week I'm out finding those quality people that are doing amazing things, you know. And the lady I'm going to introduce you to, it was like we met at a networking event online, a Zoom, and we found ourselves in we found ourselves in a breakout session, and ultimately afterwards, you know, there was enough common things that I wanted to find out more about her. And when we did a one-on-one, and I realized this lady's just absolutely amazing. So I really appreciate that she's taking time out of her busy day. Hallie Steinberg, you know, thank you for being with us and sharing some of your insights and wisdom of what's helped you create the kind of success that you've been creating with the company that you've been involved with. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. And that's the beauty of networking. We meet people from all over the country, all over the world, and get to learn a lot of things about new people.
Super. So would you like to just share, you know, some of your story, your insight,
yeah,
things that you can help some of our listeners take away from so that they can say in the back of their mind, I can do it, you know. So anyhow.
Absolutely. I would love to. Well, I mean, I'll give a little backstory. My background is actually in biology. I was pre-med in college, so I was planning on going to med school. Took a little change in my path and ended up going into teaching. So I became a teacher, special ed teacher in New York. And then I had three kids, took a break from teaching, and I was working from home. I wasn't working at that time. I was working as a mom from home, of course. And I really wanted to get back in the health and wellness field. And I needed something that was flexible for me, that I could still feel like I was making a difference, helping people, but also that I would feel that I was helping our family financially. So I looked into a lot of different companies. I looked into going back to school potentially, getting a PhD. I looked into a lot of different opportunities. And I found this amazing company, and it's called Juice Plus, Juice Plus/Tower Garden, because they're same company but different entities of it. And I fell in love with the fact that I could be flexible with my schedule, that I could love a product, because for me, product is first, and that I can be a mom and still do all these wonderful things and still grow my business and still learn and still make a difference in the world, because I believe strongly in believing in a product, and I do, and I can tell you more about that later. And I also, as an offset of getting more into the business network marketing, I also, from there, started my own health coaching business. So the two of the, my businesses go hand in hand and have brought me much joy, and I've really helped a lot of people. So it's been a really great journey to get where I am right now.
You know, that's just an amazing story, and that's part of the key of helping people understand, you know, by introducing them to ways that they can have an opportunity to add years to their life because they can live longer based on changing their health habits, and introduce them to a product that, you know, because, you know, both of us have studied health and nutrition for a long time, and one of the things that I know that you agree with is that all the healthcare practitioners are saying the same things: more plant-based nutrients, and that's what your product has. They've got some amazing superfoods within the products.
Absolutely. And what I love in particular about what I'm doing is my philosophy is on eating more whole foods, more intuitive eating, and learning to really listen to your body rather than the dieting and restrictive mindset. So for me, Juice Plus in particular, it's all about simple changes for a healthy life. And so what you can do that will be sustainable, but to get you towards that healthy journey that we need to take. And I think that's what my most favorite parts is that it's not about restriction. It's not about dieting. It's about how you can make yourself live your healthiest life in the safest way. And that's really a big philosophy that I've really caught on to and love to share.
Becoming more conscious of the negative things that you put in your body and do less of them, and changing that with more of the positive things. And so really what you're doing is not necessarily trying to sell products. The base part of your business is influencing people that they should do, as you said, those simple things that will allow them to, you know, have a better chance to live longer.
Mm-hmm. 100%, and that's the beauty is my goal is to educate. My goal is to share information and hopefully coach people whether they use my products or not. Now, however, I happen to love my Juice Plus because it is fruits and vegetables, and it's something that I think is really important for people, but it's not exclusive. I'm here to help people regardless, and what I do love about Juice Plus itself is that it's all about giving free resources. We have free cookbooks. We have free fitness programs. So there's a lot of things that incorporate how we can help people and how we can really get people healthier. And I really believe that it's a very heart-centered approach to health and wellness. And it's a company with a mission, and that's what's drawn me to that. And I also want to add, you know, I'm a big reader, and I love research, and I love reading. So I'm constantly learning. And one thing I do love is that my company, Juice Plus, is always about educating. And so, you know, before I became a health coach, I was involved with Juice Plus, and I was learning so much that basically when I took my health coaching certification, I knew the material because I had all this education. And that's really been a wonderful thing for me because, like I said, I'm all about research, I'm all about learning and sharing that knowledge.
Super. So, and then above and beyond the fact that you're really helping people, because again, it goes back to what I said earlier. If people really understood this business and be involved with it, I know having a home-based business, there's some amazing tax benefits that can go along with it above and beyond just helping people.
Absolutely. So for instance, I mean, I'll tell you honestly, more than the financial, the home-based business for me is I'm a mom of three kids. I have young kids. It makes it feasible that I can still be doing the things I need to be doing and as a mother but also be able to have my business. And that has been a very important thing. And, of course, there are wonderful tax benefits. And, you know, I get to work from home, and I get to do a lot of networking. And with COVID, of course, networking has become more of a Zoom and virtual presence. But before COVID, I was doing networking and meeting people. I was doing speaking engagements. Once again, all about spreading knowledge and sharing about some of the wonderful ways of getting healthy. So the healthy choice is out there. And one of my favorite parts of my business is the gardening aspect. And so for me, I love working with children. I have, you know, two masters in education. I taught for 10 years. So for me, I love getting back in a classroom. So one of the greatest things I do is I help school classrooms utilize this indoor aeroponic garden, which is the Tower Garden, part of the Juice Plus company, and it comes with a full curriculum. So I can help teach, even though I'm not truly in the classroom, you know, on a day-to-day basis. I'm utilizing my skills and my love and sharing gardening. So, I mean, for me, it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, I can totally relate to what you're saying because, you know, I've got grandkids. We help my daughter based on this business, my house real close to us, and they're coming over, and we've got gardens also. So, I mean, you know, it's you're able to educate. You've got the flexibility of working this business around the hours that you want to work. So, and you can basically today, as long as the cell phones are, you know, you can plug into the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these companies have got mobile apps. So it's, I mean, I remember when I started, because I've been doing home-based businesses for 38 years, it was like night and day back then as it is today as far as the simplicity
mm-hmm.
for people to, you know, really start with very little money, and I mean very little
mm-hmm.
money, and the tax
mm-hmm.
benefits are above and beyond it, well, more than to offset that, but they can start with very little money and become very successful. And the beauty about it is you mentor those people.
Absolutely. And what also I think is very important is the support system. So I, you know, I started this business knowing plenty of health and wellness, but really needing to learn more because that's just what I just, you know, I don't know everything. And so I had a great support system of people that supported me in the business aspect as well as the educational aspect of the product, giving me ideas, and the company. So every company, you know, I can't speak for every network company, but network marketing company, but I know mine in particular has tons of information, tons of marketing material, things that they give you to really help you succeed, because the goal is, of course, to have you succeed and share the product and share your passion, et cetera. And so for me, the support system, the group of Juice Plus, you know, partners has been really monumental and very, very important for me.
Yeah, you know, definitely they've got the inventory, they've got the technology, they've got the systems. They're staying right up on everything. And I know you have to take a commercial break. You know, what I want you to think about is we're on that commercial break, you know, because it's sort of like now you get to pay that forward. You know, going back to the movie, you're able to find people that are committed, that are serious, that are interested, you know, either making a part-time or a full-time income. And that's one of the beauties about this business is working with people that want to make the positive changes in life. So, Peter, do you want to, you know, hit a commercial?
Perfect. We're going to take a commercial break. We're going to let Robert Butwin skedaddle over to where Robert Butwin usually goes just before 9 o'clock. I'm going to finish this up. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back, Peter Mingles, here with Robert Butwin. Robert's got to go in just a little bit, but I just want to remind people that Hallie Steinberg is our guest. Hallie is spelt like an alley A-L-L-I-E, but with an H. She taught us that, so it makes it easy for me to remember. Thank you very much. And then Steinberg, and then she's going to have a guest page up there. And I'm just loving this conversation as well. So, Robert, I'll let you continue wherever you want to continue, and then I'll take over.
Well, I told her what to think about during the break, so I'll let her respond, and then I'll let you take over.
Perfect.
Sounds great. That is such an unusual and a special part of network marketing, I have found, about building a business, building a network, building a team. So for me, it's not just me working on my own. Yeah, I have the support system of my sideline and my teammates, but I have my own team that I've developed. I've developed relationships for people that are interested in health and wellness, who are passionate about it and want to spread awareness and health and knowledge, and that has been wonderful because not only are they doing similar work that I'm doing and have similar goals that I have, but they're also financially helping their families. So they're making a big difference in their lives. So for me, you know, I've built a team throughout the country, and it's been a great way for me to meet new people, help new people stay healthy in different areas, get healthy in different areas, but also my teammates to be financially stable. And that's just been a wonderful part of the whole business.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll take over a little bit, and I'm going to kind of sidetrack you just a little. But
go for it.
here we go. First of all, I was pre-med as well.
Oh.
So I want to, and I have three children, although my children are probably way older than yours. So mine start at now 26. You know, they grow up, and they go through 33. So we have two boys, and we finished up with the little girl. So we have a lot of things in common as far as that's concerned. But I have a question for you relative to stuff, like a lot of people don't realize this stuff, and you can help confirm it. So no trick questions here, if you can remember. Remember, I was in pre-med. I went to Hofstra. 1980 is when I graduated. When I started. So I started in 80. And so therefore, it's like way old. Like I'm way old. You know what I mean? Like I was in Hofstra when people could afford to go to Hofstra. So now you can't even afford to go to Hofstra. When I took my pre-med schedule, I never took a business course. I mean, my electives were like BS ones, like Psychology of Love with Dr. Cernick, who was really kind of cool. I got an A in that class, by the way, which my wife still can't figure out. I didn't learn anything in my biology. I said biology, and I was also a chemistry major, too, and a French minor.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn anything about health and nutrition. Nada, nothing. I learned about organic chemistry, which is my Achilles heel. I mean, that killed me. I couldn't break anything more than a C in organic chemistry.
Yeah.
But we didn't learn anything about that stuff. Learned a little bit of genetics, a lot of anatomy, all that sort of stuff. But zero, as far as health and nutrition. Zero. So what was it like when you were when you were a pre-med major?
So I'm not that much younger, but I graduated. So I went to Penn, and I graduated. I was the class of 98, but I was able to graduate a year early because I had enough credits. I have to tell you, I had the same situation where I took some great evolutionary biology classes, genetics, biology, chemistry, didn't love organic chemistry as well. Took the math classes, and I actually was a Spanish minor. I know you were a French minor, but I was a Spanish minor, similar. I didn't take any business classes whatsoever.
Zero.
So
business
for me,
classes for wimps. Business classes were for wimps. Right?
Well, you know what? It was a foreign language to me. I mean, I talk science, math, so that business to me, I know math is very important with business, but it just didn't appeal to me. It wasn't my wheelhouse. But I would say health and wellness, I 100% agree, because my dad's a surgeon, and I talked to him about what he learned in med school. Now, granted, he's much older than me, but even just in general, the education of doctors in med school, they're not given much with nutrition or health and wellness in general. And I think now there's more of a push for that. But really, even when you think of a doctor, their knowledge necessarily of nutrition in general is not always that vast. And I'm sure there's, of course, some doctors that have much more knowledge base. But so, you know, even just in college and undergrad, absolutely, health and wellness. And for me, it took a long time and a lot of self-studying about really what I wanted to learn and what I believed in, because there's so many philosophies out there. I follow the four pillars of health, which is the LEAN acronym, which is L for lifestyle, E for exercise, A for attitude, and nutrition. So no matter whom I talk to, work with, whomever, you know, I do a lot of speaking presentations, things like that, I always focus on those four pillars of health. I will give that Dr. Sears is the gentleman that the doctor that coined that term, so I can't take credit for that, but I just love that philosophy. But I totally agree that a lot of it was how to be self-taught.
Right. Now, we're not going to talk about this, so I'm telling you, we're not going to talk about what I'm going to say next. But when I was researched, yeah, so we're not going to talk about it, right?
Okay.
We have to make a promise. We're not going to talk about this. Okay. But when the COVID thing happened and they started talking about the vaccines, it's like vaccines, mm-hmm. vaccines, 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 mm-hmm. and I have my own questions about vaccines. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing a little bit of research because I wanted to do a little bit of research, and then I saw something like mRNA. And
mm-hmm.
I was like Scooby-Doo doing a, like, wait a minute.
I remember that.
wait a minute. I remember that. But what the hell? This is not a vaccine. Like, wait a minute. mRNA, where's my little weakened germ? Like, where's the weakened germ that they're going to inject in? Remember, I told you we're not going to talk about this.
But no, we're not. But I think it's funny because I even went back and thought of when I first heard the mRNA, I was like, oh, I remember learning about that.
Right. But it wasn't in vaccine class, that's for sure.
Oh, no,
anyway,
it certainly was not.
Now, let's get back on topic. First of all, one of the reasons why I like to talk to you is because I could tell you're super-duper sharp, and for all those people that are looking for a great coach who's got a lot of feeling and, you know, knows how to do this sort of stuff, when you run across people like Hallie, you're gonna run across somebody who really knows how to help you. So not just talking the talk. I mean, she's walking the walk and doing some cool things relative to her because it means something to her and also for her family. But in reference to now, so let's talk mm-hmm. about, can you help people, without making the medical claims, stay mm-hmm. healthier, boost their immune system with the resources that you could provide through your coaching and your company to help them do better? I won't make any medical claims or even any okay. kind of an extension to that. But
never.
In this COVID-related thing, is there mm-hmm. a way that you might be able to help them and their families in this type of environment? Because there are going to be people that have weakened immune systems for lots of different
mm-hmm.
reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big vaccine guy, so I think a lot of people are going to have weakened immune systems as a result of these vaccines, and eventually they're going to wake up, and when they wake
mm-hmm.
up, they're going to say, how do I fix this?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that are saying, I can't be overweight and I have to improve my lifestyle. So can you help them with these types of questions?
100%. And what I think is very important is people have to understand that your health is a journey and that we have our ups and downs. But every day is a new day. You know, a lot of people think of food and it's very emotional and there's just so much, you know, baggage there, whether it's emotional eating, whether it's just not, you know, liking certain foods that are healthy for you, or the ease or even economical. It's much cheaper to eat unhealthier, less healthy foods. So there's just so much there. And I think people have to understand that once again, we don't need to make these crazy decisions to change our life 360, because those things are not sustainable. That's why I believe strongly in simple changes that are sustainable. So small things, and basically on those four pillars of health: lifestyle, exercise, attitude, nutrition. And everybody's different, of course, and everybody, you know, I work with people on different things. But it's so imperative that people take the effort to make sure they make the priority about their health and wellness, because, you know, not only do we want a long lifespan, we want a long health span, because you can live to 80, you can live to 90. It does not mean you're healthy necessarily and not enjoying yourself necessarily. So the focus really should be on how to keep your health span as long as possible. What you do now will affect you down the road 10, 20, 30, maybe 50 years from down the road. So that's one part of it. Now, in terms of Juice Plus, the business, well, our goal is to get people to eat more whole foods, more fruits and vegetables first off. So what I love about Juice Plus is it's not a vitamin. I'm not a big vitamin person. I really like people to eat the whole foods, foods that are grown in the earth, you know, in the sea, things like that. So the beauty of Juice Plus is we are helping people add more fruits and vegetables. We're not giving them vitamins. We're giving them whole food concentrate, and that's very important. But there's a very big difference, and I have to do a lot of education to explain the difference. And then the other part, of course, is the gardening part, the indoor-outdoor aeroponic garden. We're helping people understand the importance of self-sustainability, especially during COVID time, but also to grow your own food and how important it is and how healthy it is and how wonderful it is to get kids involved, et cetera. So there's a lot of aspects to my company, and that's the beauty of it. It's great for every single type of person, no matter where you are in your health journey. That was a long-winded answer to your question.
No, that's a great one. We're going to wrap it up soon, but you mentioned what kind of gardening. So there might be some people that aren't familiar with that type of gardening. Yeah. What kind of gardening is that?
So it's an aeroponic garden. So aeroponic is very similar to something called hydroponics. Hydroponic is when a plant sits in water at all times. Usually there's no soil, and it's just the roots are directly in the water. Well, aeroponic is basically cycling on with air, water and air. So it's in a pump system. So for 15 minutes on, the roots in this medium, there's no soil. The roots get water and nutrients, and then it turns off, and then it just sits there in the air. So it's direct access to the nutrients in the water. And so that's what the aeroponic that's what the technology is. It's basically cycling air and water. And once again, it's very, you know, when I was a kid, it was very futuristic. I saw it in the land exhibit at Epcot. So it's very similar to that, where you're growing without soil, but you're getting the nutrients through a mineral blend and water. And it's great because you can grow vertically inside a house. You can grow on a porch, has the light system, everything you need to grow. And like I said, I love bringing it into classrooms, senior centers, you know, people's homes. It's just a wonderful innovative gardening tool.
Wow, excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to wrap this up. Give us your website, and we're going to make sure you have a guest page, and we're going to have the websites there for those people that can't write it down real quick. But go ahead, give us some contact information
sure.
And websites.
Thank you. The best way to reach me, my website is Hallie Steinberg, which is HalleSteinberg .juiceplus.com. And then the same thing with Tower Garden. So it's HallieSteinberg.TowerGarden.com. But actually, you can access both. They're interchangeable. But I'd like to give both just in case. But thank you so much for having me on. I want to make sure I get to thank you for having me on. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks. We want to have you back. I want to learn more about that, aeroponic gardening, because I've never heard
yeah.
of that before. And I'm really into
great.
That sort of stuff, and especially now. So I know a lot of our Building Fortunes radio listening audience would love it as well. So we're going to call it a radio show. Thanks, Hallie Steinberg, for being here, and we're going to catch you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening
thank
to
you.
Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.